As the RV barrels onward towards Joshua Tree National Park, a nervous tension fills me, only vaguely cured by the weed that is finally taking its calming effect on my brain. I smoked a lot, enough to put me to sleep, honestly, but for some reason it's just not enough to get me completely chilled the fuck out. Lance and Ben are still completely oblivious to the fact that I've never done hallucinogenics before, let alone DZM, and I'd like to keep it that way. As far as they're concerned, I'm a hardcore dude who's an expert in extreme mind expansion. I suppose it's easy to fake when you rock the hippie look as easily as I do, and it also doesn't hurt that I'm a friendly guy who can get along with anybody, even a couple of dopey stoner dudes. Still, for reasons I can't yet entirely admit to myself, I want to impress them, which means I need to look like I can handle my drugs. Little do they know, I'm a lightweight drinker and an even lighter weight pot smoker. Lance rolls our ride over to a large rock in the road, causing the entire RV to jump and me to choke suddenly on the smoke as I inhale. I start coughing immediately, desperately trying to regain my composure as Ben looks on with concern and humor. "Whoa there," he says. "Slow down a bit, Justin. You're gonna hurt yourself." "I'm fine," I gasp, trying to force a smile, then burst out in another coughing fit. Lance glances back at Ben, exchanging a look that I can't entirely read, mostly because I'm busy losing a lung at the moment. Ben hands me a water bottle and I gulp it down, which actually helps quite a bit. "You sure you've broken through before?" Ben asks me. "Yeah," I scoff, trying my best to act like I know what I'm talking about. "Plenty of times." Ben slowly cracks a smile and then starts laughing as he shakes his head. "I don't think so." "I have," I protest. "Nah," says Ben. "But hey, it's way cool. Everyone has a first time. You don't need to lie about it to impress us." Lance shouts back at me from the driver's seat. "It's okay. It's gonna be wild, man." I start to object, but give up before the words even leave my mouth. I've been caught, and lucky for me, these two don't think any less of me for it. Truth be told, I was starting to get a little scared about going down the rabbit hole, and keeping up a front the whole time was making it worse. Hopefully now I can just relax and enjoy the experience. "That's right," agrees Ben. "What?" I ask him, shocked. "Was I just saying that out loud?" He nods. "Damn, this is good weed," I laugh. We've still got plenty of daylight as our RV pulls into the secret cove of rocks that Ben and Lance have been coming to for years. I hop out of the vehicle and look up at the massive boulders around me, which form a Stonehenge-like encampment. Between the large rocks is a gorgeous view of the Joshua Tree landscape that seems to extend forever in a sea of sand and sparse, twisted trees. "Whoa," is all I can say, the word falling out of my mouth with a limp thud. "Just wait," Lance says, coming up behind me. Meanwhile, Ben has found his way up onto one of the large flat rocks and is perched above us. He's all smiles. "You guys have to come up here," he shouts down. "It's incredible." Lance and me follow his lead, quickly scaling the back of the large boulder and then plopping down next to him. From this new vantage, I feel like I can see all the way to the edge of the earth in every direction, a complete view of the almost otherworldly expanse. We sit up here in silence, the three of us taking in the breathtaking vista in our own personal way. "So this is going to be your first time, huh?" Lance finally asks me, breaking the epic silence. Inspired by the natural beauty before me, I'm truly no longer interested in keeping up a front. "First time," I confirm.